This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author's segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Poet and playwright Andrew Glaze was born in Nashville, Tennessee in 1920, but spent most of his childhood in Birmingham, Alabama, where his father established a successful dermatology practice. Glaze attended the Webb School in Bellbuckle, Tennessee, then went on to major in English at Harvard University, where he discovered his passion for creative writing and poetry. Immediately after graduating from Harvard, Glaze enlisted in the Air Force to serve during World War II. After the war, he returned to Alabama to work as a court reporter for the Birmingham Post-Herald. But in 1957, Glaze decided to move with his wife and daughter to New York City. The move to New York may have been for many reasons, but it was undoubtedly hastened by a fear of reprisal after he had testified against a deputy sheriff in defense of two black men, and also for articles he wrote about police brutality against demonstrators during the dawn of the civil rights movement and Jim Crow laws. In 1981, Glaze's book titled I Am the Jefferson County Courthouse was published and chosen by Library Journal as one of the best small press titles of that year. In the title poem, he describes a busy southern courthouse of the 1950s and compares the prosecutor to a bullfrog on a lily pad addressing a pond of obedient followers who wait for a signal to sing. Living in New York, Glaze worked for the British Tourist Authority as a press officer, writing travel stories. His commute to and from work each day by bicycle inspired many of his poems, including one titled Fantasy Street, which the New York Times described as a long, lush, windy rhapsody of a New York dusk, in which the poet, slightly drunk, went out on his bicycle. In his lifetime, Andrew Glaze published 7 volumes of poetry, completed 10 plays and 3 novels. His first book, titled Damned Ugly Children, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize and was named a notable book by the American Library Association. At the age of 82, Glaze moved back to Birmingham, where he was appointed Poet Laureate of Alabama in 2012, and was in the inaugural class of members inducted into the Alabama Writers Hall of Fame, along with Harper Lee and Helen Keller. At times, Glaze stopped writing poetry completely and devoted months to writing and rewriting plays and novels. When he decided not to go the traditional route and teach at a university, he knew he'd have to work harder than average to establish himself as a published writer. For this reason, he continued to write every day of his life, until the winter of 2014, when he was 94. His reason for finally stopping was that he'd been working on a detective novel, and he'd reached the point where he needed to work on the ending, but his memory was failing, so that he could no longer retain all the loose ends well enough to put them together. Andrew Glaze died in 2016 at the age of 96. In the author's own words, "My poems, you are damned ugly children. I love every one of you anyway."
Support for the author's page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The author's page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.